For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Does drug enforcement make the public less safe? A recent study by the Justice Policy Institute found that, quote, data shows little relationship between growing arrest rates for marijuana offenses and the drug's use rate, end quote. Marijuana has been the leading category of drug arrests since the mid-1990s, passing heroin and cocaine. In fact, according to the FBI, each year since 1998, there have been more arrests annually on marijuana charges than for all violent crimes combined. In 2003, for the first time, there were more arrests on all drug charges than arrests for property crimes. Meanwhile, the FBI also reports that less than 20% of property crimes are cleared. That is, a suspect was arrested and charged in only one out of every five property crimes. For violent crimes, the clearance rate is just under 50%. There's no clearance rate for drug offenses, but we do know that 80% of drug arrests, 87% of marijuana arrests, are for possession. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The United Nations announced this week that U.S.-occupied Afghanistan's opium production is essentially unchanged from last year, and is once again responsible for nearly 90% of the world's black market heroin. An especially bountiful Afghan harvest has offset the reduction in land dedicated to poppy cultivation. In some provinces where poppy eradication efforts have been especially aggressive, farmers complain that local economies have collapsed. A village elder in Nangarhar province is quoted, "This coming year, we will plant opium again, and this time the whole tribe has agreed that we will fight. We are ready to die." Meanwhile, in Washington, rising price and falling purity of South American heroin on North American streets are indications of planned Colombia's success, according to U.S. drug czar John Walters. In the real world, Colombian opium production represents a tiny 1.5% slice of the titanic U.S.-Afghan poppy monopoly pie. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Another quick note from this international fiasco of drug war from the Houston Chronicle. Federal authorities have charged 15 police officers from the violent border city of Nuevo Laredo with organized crime and kidnapping, alleging they worked for the Gulf Cartel. Witnesses linked to a rival drug organization, the Sinaloa Cartel, alleged the officers abducted them and handed them over to the Zetas, the Gulf Cartel's army of enforcers. The cartels are fighting a bloody turf war to control Nuevo Laredo and its billion-dollar drug smuggling routes into Texas. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.